Senate Bill number 22, again introduced by the Attorney General, an act to adopt the Uniform Rendition of Prisoners as Witnesses in Criminal Proceedings Act.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Once again, my name is Charlie McGuigan. I'm with the Attorney General's office. And first of all, when I was looking at the bill before committee this morning, I've read this bill three or four times, and I opened it up, and right there staring me in the face is a misspelling.
That has been duly noted.
On page 2, line 9, says herring instead of hearing.
We thought you omitted the word red.
So, I don't know if that's something that would require an amendment or if that's something that can be...
I think it's just a typographical.
So, Senate Bill 22 is a request to adopt a uniform act that only applies to inmates who are incarcerated in another state, but we need them to testify here in South Dakota. It doesn't happen frequently, but it does happen occasionally. And depending upon the state where that person's incarcerated, it can be a very cumbersome process to get them here to testify at the criminal trial. For example, we needed an inmate to testify who was incarcerated in Nebraska. In order to get that person here for trial, we had to do simultaneous executive proclamations by the governor of South Dakota and the governor of Nebraska to get him here. With adoption of the Uniform Act, it won't fix all of the problems, but it'll fix many of the problems. There are 18 states, including Nebraska and Iowa, who have already adopted it. It's my understanding that a number of other states will honor it if it's in place, even though they don't necessarily have it on the books. And basically what it does is it makes the process for an inmate witness very similar to any other witness who's located outside of South Dakota. If you want an inmate witness to come testify, you need to go to your local circuit court judge. You need to explain to the judge why that person is a material witness, why you need them to testify, and then the court has to, in its order, put in certain assurances, such as that inmate will actually get back to the South Dakota, you know, back to their respective state, that we won't arrest them when they're here, we won't subject them to civil process when they're here. That order can then be taken to the judge in the state where the person's incarcerated, and with their approval, then the inmate can come and testify, which it sounds complicated, but it's not nearly as complicated as getting simultaneous executive proclamations from governors, and it is a process that is similar to other witness circumstances. Just quickly going through the sections of the bill, Section 1 of the bill defines the various terms. Section 2 sets out the process for another state to ask for a South Dakota prisoner as a witness. Section 3 requires that a South Dakota court finds that the witness is material, the testifying will not be adverse to South Dakota or to the inmate, and that our inmate will be protected while they're in that other state from arrest or civil process. Section 4 then sets out requirements for a court order. Section 5 exempts persons who are in a mental health facility. Section 6 explains what a South Dakota court must do in order to request the appearance of an out-of-state prisoner. Section 7 allows the South Dakota court to adopt any requirements that the other state may have. And then Section 8 protects that out-of-state prisoner when they appear here in South Dakota. And as far as civil service of process and or arrest goes, there are other provisions of the state law that covers those situations. So if we really want to arrest an inmate in another state or we want to serve them with civil process, there are other sections of the code that would apply. And so it's just one of the protections that the Uniform Act calls for as far as those prohibitions on arrest and civil service when they're here. And it's not that uncommon that those provisions exist. So And
Mr. Chairman, I move to pass. Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would move do pass as amended.
Has been made by motion has been made by Senator Bogue and seconded by Senator Dugard. Is there discussion? There being none, we'll proceed to vote. Secretary will call the roll.
Bogue.
Aye.
DeHuick.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Moore. Dugard.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Six yeas, one excuse, no nays.
Can I ask it to Senator Dugard, do we want to address this on the floor?
Okay.
And Senator Hewitt, could you take Senate Bill 20?